بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the class on the basic foundations and principles. The foundation we have reached is foundation number 12. This foundation states the following: لا بد من التراضي في جميع العقود أو في جميع عقود المعاوضات وعقود التبرعات. Mutual consent is required in all contracts involving compensations and donations. Mutual consent is required in all contracts involving compensations and donations. This is foundation number 12. Mutual consent is required in all contracts involving compensations and donations. This foundation is proven by the book, the Quran, the Sunnah, and the consensus. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Quran concerning the contracts involving compensations, He said in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 29. قال الله تبارك وتعالى إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم. O who you believe, eat not up your property among yourselves unjustly, except it be a trade amongst you by mutual consent. O who you believe, eat not up your property amongst yourselves unjustly, except it be a trade amongst you by mutual consent. So trade is a comprehensive term covering all that, all the transactions involving profits, aimed for profits and earnings. Then consent is a condition between the parties involved in the contract. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also stated concerning the contracts of donations in the same surah, chapter 4, verse 4. قال الله تبارك وتعالى فإن طبن لكم عن شيء منه نفسا فكلوه هنيئا مريئا. And give to the woman whom you marry their mahr. The mahr is their dowry, meaning this is the obligatory bridal money given by the husband to his wife at the time of marriage. And give to the woman whom you marry their mahr, their dowry, with a good heart. But if they, of their own good pleasure, of their own good pleasure, meaning consent, remit any part of it to you, take it and enjoy it without fear of any harm. And enjoy it without fear of any harm. Why? Because Allah, as Allah has made it, what? Lawful. So this donation from the wife to her husband, donating the mahar or part of the mahar, the dowry, the condition set there is to give it with good heart. And this is the pleasure, this is the good pleasure, this is the consent. So all kinds of donations, all of them are like this situation of the mahr. Transactions in all of its kinds, securities, renting things, and hiring people for services, partnerships, endowments, bequests, gifts, in all of that, al-rida, consent, is a condition. Consent is a condition. Similarly, the marriage contracts and all kinds of contracts and all kinds of cancellations of contracts are not completed and fulfilled except with consent by those handling them. Except with consent by those who handle them, those who manage them, involved in them. Why? Because they transfer properties from one person to other, or they transfer rights from one person to another, or they change the previous conditions. And all of that necessitates consent. So whoever is compelled on a contract or to cancel a contract unjustly, then his contract and his cancellation or the cancellation of the contract is invalid. Its existence is the same as its non-existence. There is an exception to this general foundation, and that is compelling on a contract or cancellation of a contract justly. Just compelling. And the criteria here is whoever is this allows, or whoever withholds from that which is obligated upon him, then compelling him on this obligation is just. So therefore the exception is the just compelling. And this refers to obligatory matters that he must perform. And if he refuses, then he is to be compelled on that. And this covers financial matters and non-financial matters. Like, for example, if he abandons the obligatory congregational prayer, then in this case he is compelled, because this compulsion here is just. Also from that is, if he is compelled to sell his property, like also, if he is compelled to sell his property in order to pay his debt, or to buy that which is obligatory upon him for spending, or clothing. All of this is considered ikrahum bihaq. This ikrah, this compulsion, is just. Similarly, concerning the property that is shared and is indivisible, except with harm, if the person refuses to sell it, then he is compelled upon that justly. And the division of shared properties or partnerships has two types. One based upon consent, the other is based upon compelling. The thing which is in between, shared, and is indivisible, except by consent, then whoever refuses, he is not compelled. The second type is division, compelled division. If a person refuses, then he is compelled. Take an example on each. Shared property of land, but unleveled on its parameters, on its sides. Part of it is hilly and the other is not. In this case, it cannot be divided except by compensation or consent. So this type here is a consent division. It is not allowed to have it compelled. Take an example of land, shared land, leveled on all of its parameters. And in this case, if he refuses to sell, then in this case he is compelled. Take another example. Two people owning a camel. If someone asks for his share, there is no way to divide that camel except by selling it. And so selling it in this case is obligatory in order to fulfill the right of the other party. Also take an example of a house of two stories, an upper and a lower one. It cannot be divided except with harm inflicted. So in this case, if someone asks for his share of these stories, of these two levels, and the other refuses to sell, then he is compelled on that. And this would be just compelling. Similarly, if it is obligated, if in certain situations the divorce of a woman becomes an obligation upon the individual due to some obligating causes, and these are many. And if he refuses, then he will be forced on that, compelled on that, and this will be a just compelling. Similarly, if it becomes an obligation upon him to free a slave due to an expiation or due to a vow which he vowed, and if he refuses, he will be forced to free him. So therefore, from this week return, So therefore, this foundation mutual consent is required in all contracts involving compensations and donations, covers all kinds of contracts of transactions and donations as detailed earlier. And the exception from this general foundation is that a compelling upon a contract or cancellation of a contract may be just, and that is when someone refuses to carry on an obligation upon him, then compelling him on that is a just thing. And this is the exception from this foundation. Allahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And this concludes Foundation 12.